I sweat out 7 pounds in water weight just asking for your number. When you gave it to me, I went home and waited a couple hours, like the magazines all told me. Then I sent you some emojis and a funny joke from that TV show you said that you like. And that was 8 hours ago, and now everyone I know is either fast asleep or staring at their phone. I don't really care exactly what we do together, cause it's probably better than sleeping alone. Answer my text.
Dress. That was Aped by Taramellos.
Preceded by 1-2-3 by Girlpool.
Preceded by the first part of Answer My Text by Powerbottom, but the the chorus has a bit of profanity into it, but we wanted to play like as much of the song as we could. And before that was Flowing Over by Palehound.
So it was a big rock block.
Yeah, little guitar driven couple of songs. That last song was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, I've finally come to terms with the fact that I actually do like math rock. At first I was like, I don't know, I like weird time signatures and I would kind of just like justify to myself like, oh, I don't like math, I'm not a math rock fan. But you know,
you do love a good 16/7.
Yeah, it's like a listening experience.
For me,
definitely, yeah, it's like an exercise.
Math rock, yeah, it changes. It's not necessarily the weird time signatures that get me, but it's the changes in between different time signatures.
And yeah, like abrupt starts and yeah. Yeah. You know? Oh man,
that song had a lot of them. Yeah, it's a little exhausting for me, but I appreciate that you appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, that was Aped by Taramellos. Taramellos is like one of the quintessential, like, I feel like they're like one of the types of math rock. Like, they're like a very well known band in that like realm. Sure. I feel like that's like the sect of math rock that I like. That's like kind of like the post hardcore, like, it's kind of
interesting.
Rad.
Like, what kind of bands?
Taramellos. I feel like Pyle does some stuff in that realm. It's not nearly as like out there, but I would say like Palm is in that, is in there as well.
The Brits.
Yeah.
Cool. Well.
Do we want to play any more songs?
Yeah, we have a bunch more songs.
Cool.
I'm just waiting to see if you remember.
What's up next?
It's Fantasy featuring ODB, which is
a
remix. You want to talk about
it? The story of this song. I'm sorry if shout out to Josh Burrell, is listening, because I've told him this story like 8 times. And I like realized I told him it 8 times because yesterday or a couple days ago, I was bringing it up and he was like, you told me this so many times. So Fantasy was recorded by Mariah Carey. And they were like, okay, we're gonna get some other voice on this, do a remix. Let's get ODB of the Wu-Tang Clan. And they're like, okay, let's do it. Sorry. And so they're waiting in the studio for hours for ODB to arrive. Finally arrives, drunk, and he's like, get me a pack of Heineken. And a pack, like a case of Heineken and a pack of Newports, and I'm not gonna start recording until I get like my beer and my cigarettes.
Wow.
And
bold
whatever.
Move.
So, like, it's like 3 a.m. Like, there's no way we can get those to you. Finally, they figure out some way to get them to him. His recording procedure is essentially like he would like drink a beer, smoke a cigarette, go into the booth, record like 2 or 3 lines. Like, just, like, random, like, ad-lib lines, and then leave the booth and take a nap. And then he would, like, wake up, drink again, smoke again, and go into the booth and record, like, 2 more songs. And if you listen to the verse on this song, you can kind of tell they, like, load it up with delay to make it seem like it's not just, like, 2 sentences at a time.
Weird.
And
that's
also, if you,
crazy.
that whole experience, I also forgot to mention, when ODB came into the studio, he was yelling on the phone at some poor woman. Like, he was just like, yeah. So after that experience, Mariah Carey wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. So if you look at the music video, all of the shots, there are no shots where they're in the same frame because they filmed the video completely separate.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I would want anything to do with him either if I was a working musician who had to deal with him. But it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So this is that song. Surprisingly clean.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's a Mariah Carey song.
I've never heard it. And then I'm going to play a song by Braxton Cook. Do you know him? He's the alto sax player in Christian Scott's band.
Oh, that's wild.
He just came out with a new album doing some cool jazzy.
Oh.
You'll see.
Yeah. I'm ready for it.
Keeping it real, son.
That's right.
The shining star. You're my shining star, girl. Yo, New York in the house. Cool. It's Brooklyn in the house.
That's right.
Uptown in the house.
Let's go.
Shaolin, are you in the house?
Don't stop.
Boogie Down, are you in the house?
Yeah.
Sacramento in the house.
Like
Atlanta,
that.
Georgia, are you in the house?
Come on.
West Coast, are you in the house? Japan, are you in the house? Everybody, are you in the house? Baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on. Baby, come on.
When you
when you get out of jail.
solve the riddle, trying to find the real me. Somehow I knew I could beat it. I knew I had the antidote. My friends, they wouldn't listen though. I wanna show them you can pave the way and you can make it. Just promise don't look back no more. You're somewhere in the middle, I'm somewhere in between. I start to disassemble these walls around me. Somewhere kinda hard to place it. I'm somewhere in between.
That was,
it's a cool song.
I have yet
to listen to the full album, but
yeah, I just saved the full album as that was playing.
The guy's Braxton Cook, and he was playing alto sax and singing.
He's got a great voice.
And he tours with Christian Scott sometimes. And speaking of Ivy League colleges getting really cool things, he did a talk and concert, Christian Scott, at Yale last weekend, and like with Braxton Cook and his whole band.
So
and
cool.
His drummer has a group named Butcher Brown, and his flautist Elena Pinderhughes,
yeah,
who we've talked about on the show before for our weekly listeners.
Wow. Elena Pinderhughes, wonderful.
And his bassist is just okay, you know, and he doesn't have a notable solo career that I've heard about. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he's amazing, and I just haven't looked at it.
So I've been going through a little phase for the past like week where I've been very into watching music videos of professional athletes. Either ones where they're like featured in the music video, or where they actually have, you know, like a feature where they actually are doing music. Uh-huh. So I've been listening to a lot of Shaquille O'Neal's discography.
Like what?
Like I Got Skills, No Hook.
He did a rap album?
Yeah, he has like a greatest hits rap album.
Whoa.
Like
I have no idea,
but I have a little challenge for you. This is a lesser known for the listeners. This is a lesser known professional athlete feature. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I would appreciate if you didn't cheat and just look up
no Shazam.
Also Shazam. Yeah, I was about to say Shazam is the Shaquille O'Neal movie. Is that Kazam?
I don't know.
Kazam, I think. But, yeah, please don't look this up and call in and ruin it if you want to play. But, you know, try to guess who this professional athlete is. The song is Hold Me by Brian McKnight.
baby.
Honey, listen up, listen. The lies and pain, it's enough. End it, exit, leave homes alone. Uh-huh. Drop the tone. Uh-huh. The New York Giant, your man's a client. I'm the president. Yeah. Money long like jail sentences. Sentences, poetic. Him, forget it. Yeah. Amnesia, I need ya. I need a woman like you. I know you wanna go. Your girlfriend say that you wanna leave. Here's my chauffeur. Uh-huh. Give him his keys to his V's. And honey, you can ride me.
Remember way back when I first met you. Didn't wanna sweat you, wanted you to put me on. 155 at the Rutgers, all the mother suckers tried the game. I knew you were the one.
So sweet, blood boils when you speak, yeah. Makes me weak, but I refuse to weep. Yet when I sleep, I feel tears trickling down my cheek.
Come on,
stay
baby.
Strong, pride telling me move on. My heart's fighting me, forcing me to hold on. Yours forever, fell for you beyond measure. Pure as ever, unfazed by sins of treasure.
that was so that was just now is Jars of It by Steve Lacy, who's a guitarist, does stuff with the internet, does a lot of producing for a lot of rappers that people listening probably like, but records all of his music on an iPhone, which is interesting, using GarageBand, which is pretty cool. Yeah, so that was Jars of It. That was, I think, the third song on the EP he released. It's an amazing EP. I'm not sure if it's on Spotify. I know it's on SoundCloud. We got a PSA coming up.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I would like to say some words about our dearly beloved Cuba Gooding Sr., who passed recently, and play a Main Ingredient song.
Okay. Read a little PSA here. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Ladders are no joke, kids.
Yeah, for real.
Keep yourselves out of that trauma center.
Got one song that bring it down for a minute. You know, very recently, Cuba Gooding Sr. died. Very wonderful soul singer. One of the main ingredients in the Main Ingredient. Father of Cuba Gooding Jr. And so wanted to play a quick Cuba Gooding Sr. song off of the album, the first Cuba Gooding Sr. album. All I can give is your love. All I can give you is love. Sorry.
Sorry. because I'm practically penniless. But I can give you everything you need, and that's love. Now, you know, baby, some people believe that that isn't enough. But you and I know that's everything that's anything. All I can give you is love. Now, you're the kind of woman that deserves the sun, the moon, and the stars. And I'm doing whatever's within my power to make that possible. But for now, love will just have to do. I'm trying, baby. I'm really trying. And that's what counts. Thank you.
What'd you say?
So that was And She Was.
Yeah, which for me is a song that kind of fits this beautiful spring day.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go back outside.
Yeah, I feel like the latter few songs.
You got ladders on the brain since that PSA.
Yeah, ever since, just thinking about ladder safety. I feel like that, as the past few songs, I've been thinking about the weather and have very heavily impacted my song choice.
I think the weather often heavily impacts my song choice.
Yeah. That's true. That's right. Yeah, that's very valid. Yeah,
pretty much everything else about me.
That's fair.
I'm nature's slave. Anyway, play a song by Hop Along. Hey,
that rhymed.
That was fun. It's because I'm a really good radio DJ. This is Waitress.
That was
Waitress by Hop Along. It's a good song
by a good band.
I was trying to rhyme.
Philadelphia.
And they have a very long history of appreciating music.
And that's a wonderful song. Has Hopalong ever come to Tufts?
I don't think they've ever played like an Apple Jam show.
That would be.
They might be a little too big for us nowadays.
Yeah.
And you know they're not really from around here. But they're good.
That was Waitress by Hopalong, and then coming up next,
we got a train. You guys hear that on the radio?
That was a B flat for those who were listening.
Wait. We're fact checking that.
I'm gonna hold that note.
Yeah, please.
Actually, it's not a.
No, it's a good chord though.
It's a fourth. It's the fourth of that.
Which is B flat. The fourth of a B flat.
Is it E flat?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try it. Sing the first note. You were singing again.
I guess that maybe we don't have perfect pitch. Maybe it's an F.
Okay, last try.
Last try. Third try.
Sing it again.
It might be an E, honestly. Yeah, it's an E.
I'm not doing it again.
I think it's a microtone. It's something between an F and an E.
It's polychromatic, let's be honest.
Yeah. Who would have thought, why would we ever think that a train would follow the chromatic scale?
Anyway, that train is well off into its way.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
We just got into a serious thing there. Yeah. Wow, we still have all 10 of our listeners. Thanks for sticking through us.
Including Brown and Brew. Shout out to Brown and Brew. Hope everyone down there is starting their day well.
Yeah, I hope that enhanced your coffee experience. Another tip for coffee drinkers right now is when you take a sip, do this like little noise with liquid in your mouth and it'll air. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, it'll aerate the coffee and it'll make it taste better. That's a tip for you guys at Brown and Brew.
Will it aerate the coffee Soylent that you just drank?
Yeah, we don't have a deal with Soylent. We can't do that
we
yet.
We can't. Oh, it's pending.
Yeah, unbranded coffee beverage. So another song about the weather, because it's so nice out. Most Fridays I watch the movie Friday, and even though it's only a Monday, this weather is making me think of the beautiful weather in that movie. It was a nice day outside. So this song is from the soundtrack to that. It's also from Car Wash. this is a song by Rose Royce called I Wanna Get Next to You.
This is probably the last song we're doing.
So fine and good.
friends and fam, the show is coming to a close on WMFO in Medford.
Can we still play that Rose Royce song?
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Yeah. It's been a day.
It's been a Monday.
It's been a Monday. Monday morning. Thanks for sticking with us, especially through that whole train wreck of a bit.
Yes. On that note.
Yeah. I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
And this has been Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. And hopefully next, well, I guess not next week, but is there going to be another show in 2 weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hopefully we won't have to be there. Hopefully yeah. Mr. Ruffalo
tune
will
tune in to see Mark, though.
Yeah, but see. Mark will be there. We'll be probably studying. But please, Mark, just show up for once.
Yeah, it's pretty irresponsible.
It goes from black to white now.